comments on the book of Jude. Verse 9, Christ's right to free the captives. What right had Christ to take the captives out of the enemy's hands? The right of having made a sacrifice that satisfies the principles of justice by which the kingdom of heaven is governed. He came to this earth as the redeemer of the lost race, to conquer the wily foe, and by his steadfast allegiance to right, to save all who accept him as their Savior. On the cross of Calvary, he paid the redemption price of the race, and thus he gained the right to take the captives from the grasp of the great deceiver, who by a lie framed against the government of God caused the fall of man, and thus forfeited all claim to be called a loyal subject of God's glorious everlasting kingdom. Signs of the Times, September 30, 1903. The false claims of Satan. Satan, the rebel and apostate, works by every possible device to defeat the purpose of God. Because men have sinned, he claims that they have come under his dominion, and that the heavenly agencies, angels that excel in strength, should not take his subjects from under his control. Should men receive divine power, he knows that he cannot prevail against them and work his will in cruelty upon body and mind. Therefore he accuses them before God and claims that the power of God shall not be imparted to them. Review and Herald, June 20, 1893. Verse 15. Every action weighed in the scales. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. Jude 14 and 15. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. God places every action in the scale. What a scene it will be, what impressions will be made regarding the holy character of God and the terrible enormity of sin when the judgment based on the law is carried forward in the presence of all the worlds. Then before the mind of the unrepentant sinner there will be opened all the sins that he has committed, and he will see and understand the aggregate of sin and his own guilt. When the loyal overcomers are crowned, God would have present all who have transgressed his law and broken his covenant with him, and not one of the righteous will be absent. They see in the judge Christ Jesus, the one whom every sinner has crucified. The Son of Man shall come in his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son. Manuscript 77, 1905, verses 20 to 25. Earnest work to be done. The instruction given by Jude from verse 20 to the close of the chapter will make our work a complete whole, teaching us how to conduct the warfare in the service of Christ. No one-sided extravagance is to be revealed. No indolence or shiftlessness is to be indulged. We are not to ignore any man's individuality or in any way to justify cold-hearted criticism or selfish practice. This scripture brings to view the fact that there is most earnest work to be done, and we need divine intuition that we may know how to work for souls ready to perish. There are souls to be plucked out of the fire. There are souls who are to be treated with the tenderest compassion. Workers are needed who have learned in the school of Christ his method of saving souls. Letter 7, 1895.